Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Dead and four others are injured after a shooting at a hookah lounge in Fayetteville last night. Coming up, I'll tell you how it all started and what we're still asking investigators.
All is quiet right now, but showers and thunderstorms to the south and west will eventually move in. Coming up the timeline, we can see showers in our neighborhoods.
And we're waiting for a five-day report regarding a man that was shot and killed by police in Raleigh near a local middle school. Coming up, we're going to tell you what we can expect from it.
Lots to get to. A pleasant good morning to you. We always appreciate your time here on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you along here after a busy weekend around Raleigh and surrounding areas, and the weather cooperated for the most part.
Yeah.
Peter Sherwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at what we have coming up here, Peter.
As we take a live look at Andrew this morning, it is beautiful. We're starting to see some of those high clouds filter in. Clouds will continue to build for today, likely to see cloudy conditions around the lunch hour. And then by 3 p.m., showers to the west building into the region. For this evening, it is shaping up to be a wet one for the evening commute. Likely to see spotty showers for tonight and then rain clearing out by tomorrow morning. We are expecting mostly dry conditions out the door on Tuesday. It's 48 degrees right now. Chilly as we kick off the start of this Monday. 37 degrees in Roxborough. Those light jackets will come in handy for this morning, but come lunchtime, we're at 65, then 73 for the afternoon high. It is going to be a warm one with above normal temperatures. Our rain chances will stay put for this week. Coming up, I'm going to show you the next front that will bring showers into our region.
It is 8:02 right now, PETA, and we are still watching this crash over in Wendell, that crash at Eagle Rock Road around Pool Road and Wendell Falls Parkway near that intersection. Still seeing some delays in both directions through that intersection, or I should say all directions through there. That reportedly is a crash with injuries between Wendell and the I-87 interchange. Need to allow some extra time heading through there. Also still watching the delays coming in from Johnston County, and things are starting to improve a little bit there. An earlier crash on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. We earlier saw some big delays coming in from the McGee Crossroads area, the 210 interchange up toward 42. That now is all clear, and we're starting to see sort of a normal morning commute delay on 40 westbound between 42 through the Clayton Bypass, about a six-minute backup overall. Once you get to Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road, traffic's flowing freely, and right now we are looking good through South Raleigh. Elsewhere around the Triangle, a few other minor crashes that are getting cleared around Wake County. We're seeing the usual delays building on 440 westbound, right around the Capitol Boulevard interchange. But once you get through that, it looks pretty smooth heading out toward Glenwood Avenue and beyond. 540 looks good through North Raleigh and down toward Cary and Apex. In Durham right now, seeing some delays in both directions of 885 between TW Alexander and Cornwallis Roads. And we've seen a little bit of a backup with a sun glare delay on 40 west or 40 eastbound heading through South Durham. About a two-minute slowdown right now between 15501 and 885.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news, one person is dead and four others are hurt after shooting at a local business. Police were called to the Velux Hookah Lounge on Yadkin Road in Fayetteville just before 11 last night. Officers cleared the scene about 6 o'clock this morning. Michael Grace is at the Fayetteville Police Department in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we know so far.
Well, we know that this all started at around 11 o'clock after a fight broke out at that hookah lounge, and the shooting actually happened shortly after in the parking lot outside. And it was a massive crime scene for investigators to tackle throughout the morning and last night. And I want to get you to some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of what that scene looked like. This is around 2:30 in the morning. The entire Fox Valley Plaza parking lot was blocked off as they investigated. You can see evidence markers with bullet casings out there on the parking lot, a number of cars that had their windows shot out, and they started in the parking lot and then worked their way inside that hookah lounge. We're right now, what we know so far, one person dead, four others shot, one of them in critical condition. Right now, I'm still working with the investigators to find out the name of the man who died, who may be responsible for the shooting, and if they have anybody in custody. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also breaking news out of Raleigh. Police are investigating an early morning fire at the Oak Park West townhomes. Officers say flames broke out around 1 a.m. at that complex on Sharp Drive. They say those flames caused heavy damage to several units. We're working to learn how many people were forced out. No one was hurt. Investigators say they're looking into the cause of that fire. They don't think it was arson, but they are looking at every factor.
Well, today we learned more about the man shot and killed by Raleigh police near Ligon Magnet Middle School. Officers are expected to release their five-day report on that shooting. WREL's Nyah Harden live with what this report could reveal about last week's encounter that sent that school into lockdown. Nyah.
Well, this five-day report will provide a timeline of what happened moments before that man was shot and killed by police. And we could also learn about the shooter, more about him, what his name even is. Raleigh police already telling us that this man had fired several shots at them as well as others just last Monday morning. This was near Ligon Magnet Middle and Rock Quarry Road. The shots hitting cars as well as two police vehicles. In all, police say the gunman fired five shots. Thankfully, no one else was injured. Now, once we get that report, we'll make sure to keep you updated on WREL News and the WREL News app. Nyah Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
Happening today, former President Donald Trump is set to arrive in New York City ahead of his arraignment on criminal charges. Trump is expected to fly from his Florida estate today and spend the night at his home in Trump Tower in New York. He has said that he will then surrender voluntarily tomorrow morning for his first court appearance. Sources tell NBC News he faces more than 30 counts linked to business fraud. We don't know exactly what those counts are, but the grand jury's indictment will be unsealed tomorrow, and then we'll find out. We do know the charges stem from an alleged hush money payment in 2016 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump plans to speak after his arraignment.
Well, tonight, Durham City Council is expected to vote on whether to censure Councilwoman Monique Halsey-Hyman. Halsey-Hyman is accused of telling a developer she would support a project if that developer donated to her campaign. She's also accused of having a city staffer do campaign-related work for her. The allegations have led to high tensions among city council members, including a screaming match between Councilwoman Deidreana Freeman and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton. This happened at a city council work session in March. Councilman Leonardo Williams released a statement last night saying in part, quote, our city and its council cannot heal with impulsion and anger as the cure. We can do so much with cooperation, compassion and care. Tonight's council meeting starts at 7. In our next half hour, WREL's Laura Levine will join us with more about what's expected tonight.
People across the Midwest and South are joining together to help each other after deadly tornadoes ripped communities apart over the weekend. Powerful storms destroyed homes and businesses across several states, leaving at least 32 people dead. President Joe Biden issued a major disaster declaration in Arkansas, pledging federal aid for recovery efforts. The National Weather Service is still investigating how many tornadoes touched down. They've received reports of as many as 50 across seven states. May want to double check the ingredients list on your favorite foods and drinks. We'll look at new health concerns linking a common sugar substitute to heart disease. That's coming up.
Also, April is Autism Acceptance Month. For many children with autism, sleep can be a challenge. Coming up, we'll share a few solutions.
And it is going to be a warm one today with a high of 73. Temperatures will continue to warm into the 80s this week. We have a chance of rain as we head into this evening and turning unsettled for the end of the week. Coming up, I'm going to show you the system that will bring the rain starting on Thursday.
Here it is, 8:12 on your Monday morning, and a live look at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Looking beautiful. It is time to start thinking about baseball. They opened up the season on Friday with that home opening stand. As you watch WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. So it makes us think boys of summer have started up now, and we've got some warmer temperatures on the way. Peter Sherwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
We are going to heat things up this week, jumping from the 70s today into the 80s by tomorrow. I also want to point out here on our satellite and radar, this disturbance moving across Alabama right now, entering Georgia. We are seeing with it just towards the south some severe storms, some tornado-worn storms as well. A busy morning for those meteorologists out there in Alabama. This system will continue to move towards the north and the east. And ahead of it, cloud cover will build for us here locally, likely to see warm temperatures as those winds move in out of the south today. Showers possible to the west around 3 o'clock. Rain will grow for the triangle around 5 and 6 o'clock. Once we head into tonight, likely to see some spotty showers with gradual clearing into the overnight hours leading into tomorrow morning. Those clouds will be thick out the door on Tuesday, but most of the rain should be out of here. Looking dry Tuesday and Wednesday, but rain chances are expected to pick up again as we head into Thursday. Let me talk about the system that is going to bring rain on Thursday. It is likely to bring another round of severe weather across the Midwest. This is a look at Tuesday, what folks in the Midwest could expect. A level 1 out of 4 severe risk in place for Iowa, Illinois, as well as Missouri. This system likely to bring severe storms as far south as Texas. So this will be one to watch again this week. Remember, those folks got rounds of severe storms and tornadoes already last week. They really don't need to see much of anything going forward, but there you have it, another chance developing. We are going to see that front bring severe storms there, but it is going to weaken as it moves closer to us on Thursday, bringing showers back into our region. This front is going to move towards the south and meander just to the south of us, and that will be the catalyst for rounds of showers as we head into the weekend, likely to see our rain chances elevated on Saturday. And as of now, Sunday's looking mostly dry, but that could change as we continue to get updated computer model runs. We're looking live at Raleigh this morning. It is quiet out the door and chilly, but our temperatures are improving. 48 degrees right now in Raleigh and Durham. And this afternoon around lunchtime, we'll be in the mid-60s, climbing to 73 degrees today. It is going to be warm this afternoon and even warmer as we head into Tuesday with a high of 81, 86 on Wednesday before we come crashing down again into the 60s and 50s this weekend.
It is 8:15 right now, PETA, on the dot as we take a look at traffic around the triangle. We are watching some delays in the Wendell area with a crash reported on Eagle Rock Road around Wendell Falls Parkway and Pool Road. It looks like in the past couple of minutes, we're starting to see traffic flow improving through that intersection, so they may have made some progress getting that cleared up. Have a minor crash reported on the northwest side of Raleigh at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue at Westgate Road near that big 540 interchange there north of the airport. A minor crash, not seeing any big delays right now. Overall, we have pretty light traffic volume as we take a look at those sensor readings around Wake County. No big delays showing up through the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound. An earlier crash at 40 eastbound in Gorman Street appears to be well in the clearing stages. Still have that crash reported on I-40 westbound around the Clayton bypass between 42 and the bypass. Everything's over on the shoulder now, so look out for some police activity there, but we're not seeing big delays, only about a 2 or 3 minute slowdown as you head through that area. Looking at Durham, no crashes showing up right now, and as we take a look at those live sensor readings, those major approaches into Durham, all looking pretty good. About a 2 minute delay on the southbound side of 501 coming in from Infinity Road down toward I-85, and the usual sluggish traffic in both directions of 885 between 147 and I-40.
Brian, thanks. So local teams from the American Red Cross are helping people all across the Midwest after devastating tornadoes over the weekend. This makes 2 weekends in a row the Red Cross sent volunteers to help after deadly storms. This time, the trail of destruction stretches across at least 7 states from Iowa to Arkansas and once again Mississippi. That state has been hit by destructive storms 2 weekends in a row. 15 volunteers from the American Red Cross of Eastern North Carolina are helping in that state now. North Carolina Samaritan's Purse is also responding to this latest outbreak of severe weather.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, it is the Monday morning after a huge successful event at Dix Park this weekend. Dreamville happened this weekend, and the Raleigh Police Department putting this statement on their Facebook page. Dreamville has been an enormous success. Thank you to our public safety partners who assisted with security and traffic control. And thank you to Dreamville Festival for coming to Raleigh. This was a jam-packed weekend dedicated to hip-hop and R&B. We saw musical guests like J. Cole, Drake, 21 Savage, Lil Wayne. It was a two-day festival at Dix Park. Tens of thousands of people came out, and this morning, Raleigh police calling it a very successful weekend.
Yeah, no arrests on day two, Michelle, so that's a big deal. New study is linking a commonly used artificial sweetener to increased risk of heart disease and stroke. Chris DeMeo takes a look at what's causing the health concerns and why a growing number of people could be at risk in the future.
You may want to double-check the ingredients list on your favorite foods and drinks. A new study published in the journal Nature Medicine says a common sugar substitute called erythritol is linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular diseases.
Erythritol is what's known as a sugar alcohol. It tastes sweet to us, but our bodies can't break it down.
Researchers examined the blood samples of more than 4,000 people considered at risk for heart disease and stroke. They found
people who had elevated levels of this chemical, erythritol, had an increased risk for those negative outcomes. So higher levels of erythritol predicted an increased chance of experiencing a heart attack or a stroke in the future.
People with diabetes and other risk factors for heart disease were twice as likely to suffer a heart attack or stroke if their blood had the highest levels of erythritol compared to those with the lowest levels in the study. Low levels of erythritol are naturally present in some fruits and vegetables. It's also produced in our bodies because of our metabolism. But health officials say a growing number of people could have higher levels in their blood because of how our foods are being made.
We have erythritol in many more food products. So now we have people who might not have been at risk, but whose bodies are now being exposed to higher levels because they're getting it from their diet.
Erythritol is used to make things sweet without the extra calories. Many natural stevia and monk fruit products have high contents.
That was Chris DeMeo reporting. April is National Autism Acceptance Month. Many children with autism tend to have sleep issues, and new research found a set of interventions that could prove helpful. A study showed using a behavioral approach, which included preventive and environmental modification, was beneficial. In addition, researchers discovered the education gave parents more of a sense of competency in handling sleep-related issues with their children. Researchers say it's not always as simple as telling a child to go to sleep.
For a night wakening, for example, if a child wakes up at night, we can't say don't wake up at night, but what we can teach a child to do is instead of if they wake up at night, don't get out of your bed, maybe call out to a parent or ring a bell to signal that they need help falling back to sleep.
And that doctor also says there's no one main cause for why children with autism have trouble sleeping.
SpaceX is putting more advanced satellites into orbit. A Falcon 9 rocket topped with 10 satellites lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California just before 10:30 yesterday morning. The satellites will help the military identify and track missiles. You know, when you walk into a movie theater or turn on your television, you're not always sure what you're going to get. Well, David Daniel has two examples in today's Hollywood Minute.
Welcome and happy midsummer. Skull!
April Fools. Moviegoers in New York on April 1st thought they were going to see a director's cut of Ari Aster's 2019 film, Midsummer. Instead, they were the first public audience to see Aster's new film, Bo is Afraid, starring Joaquin Phoenix as a paranoid man whose attempts to get home to his mother result in a series of bizarre adventures. The horror comedy opens in select theaters April 21st.
They've got to keep it together before it all comes crumbling down.
Your father suffered a pretty bad spinal injury when you all thrashed him around like a rag doll.
The new adult animated sitcom Royal Crackers is about family, money, power, and snacks. Series creator Jason Ruiz says he was inspired by the HBO drama Succession.
What if you made a show where it was like the stakes were that high about a company, but they were just the most inane crappiest company ever. And you just treated it with that amount of stakes for the characters that they just really were fighting over this bar of gold that to the audience was just like, what are you fighting over?
Royal Crackers is now playing on Adult Swim. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, the NCAA men's basketball national champions will be crowned tonight. San Diego State will be looking for its first championship as they take on UConn. The Aztecs advance with a final win with a buzzer beater over Florida Atlantic Saturday night. Boy, that was a heartbreaker for FAU. UConn will be trying to win its fifth national championship and first since 2014. The Huskies got a convincing win over Miami over the weekend and in that title game. Tip-off is set for 9:20 tonight.
On the women's side, fans are weighing in on this viral moment between two of the game's star players. Angel Reese with the "you can't see me" and pointing to her ring finger there. Oh, that hurts. That's last night's championship game against Iowa's Caitlin Clark right there, giving her the business. Clark did the exact same thing earlier in the tournament to no one in particular. LSU defeated Iowa to win its first title.
Two of the game's best going at it. You got to love it. Lots more to share with you in the next half hour. Cleanup underway at Dix Park after a jam-packed weekend dedicated to hip-hop and R&B. We'll revisit the highs of this weekend's Dreamville Festival coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And a pleasant good morning to you at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We always appreciate your time. Listen, it's going to be nice the better part of this morning, but you will need your rain gear later on. Let's get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WR Severe Weather Center.
Especially for the evening commute, we have clouds building in this morning as we take a live look at North Hills. It's beautiful as we get our Monday started. Rain chances are going to grow as we head into this evening, looking at a 30% chance of rain at 5 o'clock, a 40% chance as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Spotty showers possible for tonight. Temperatures are in the upper 40s now. It's getting a little bit warmer this morning, 48 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. Come lunchtime, we're in the mid-60s, and then heading to 73 degrees today. It is going to be a warm one before the rain arrives. Brian?
Pete, it's 8:27 right now. Just noticing some delays on 64 eastbound right around the Lizard Lick Road interchange, heading between Wendell and Zebulon. We're watching that area. We'll let you know if there is a big problem out there and whether you need to think about an alternate route as we continue on Fox 50. Taking a look at some of the other problems we are tracking right now around the Triangle, an earlier crash at Eagle Rock Road at Wendell Falls Parkway appears to have cleared in the past couple of minutes. Still may see some lingering delays through there. In Durham, all quiet, and around Wake County, we're seeing mostly quiet conditions on your major approaches into Raleigh. Just about a 3-minute delay showing up right now on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass, and a 2-minute slowdown coming in from Wake Forest on Capitol Boulevard.
One person is dead and four others are hurt after a shooting in Fayetteville. Police were called to the Velux Hookah Lounge on Yadkin Road just before 11 last night. Officers say an altercation occurred inside that lounge that led to the shooting. The investigation is ongoing. Tonight, Durham City Council is expected to vote on whether to censure Councilwoman Monique Halsey-Hyman. Halsey-Hyman is accused of, among other things, asking a developer for favors. More news.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A disturbance to the south and west will continue to move into our region. Coming up, the timeline and when we can see showers.
A man is dead and four others are injured after a shooting at a hookah lounge in Fayetteville last night. Coming up, I'll tell you how it all started and what we're still asking investigators.
8:30 is the time right now on a busy Monday morning. We're so glad you're making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Yeah, it feels good outside.
Yeah.
It's really shaping up to be a nice morning. Some changes are on the way, though.
Certainly.
Yeah, let's bring back in meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking how our day is going to shape up, Peter.
We are looking live right now at Clayton, and it is quiet as you guys head out, but clouds are racing in this morning and will continue into the lunch hour. Winds out of the south will help temperatures to warm into into the 70s today. Some showers will be possible to the west around 3 o'clock. Rain will spread into our region as we head into the 6 o'clock hour. Likely to see those showers across the triangle. We'll watch for some moderate rainfall to the south and turning spotty as we head into tonight. Showers are going to gradually clear out. By the time we head into tomorrow morning, all should be dry and quiet. We're going to dry things out. Roads could still be a little wet, though, as you head out into work tomorrow morning. It's 48 degrees right now in Raleigh and Durham. We're seeing 51 in Clinton and 43 degrees in South Hill. Around lunchtime, temperatures will be in the 60s. We're going to head to 68 by 1. You can shed all those layers. We're heading to 73 for the afternoon high. It is going to be a warm one. I am tracking even warmer temperatures to build in for this week. Coming up, I'm going to explain how warm our highs will get, especially as we head into Wednesday.
Breaking news now. One person is dead and four others are hurt after shooting at a local business. Police were called to the Velux Hookah Lounge on Yatkin Road just before 11 o'clock last night. Officers cleared the scene around 6 o'clock this morning. Michael Grace is at the Fayetteville Police Department in the WREL Breaking News Tracker with what we know so far.
Well, we know that this all started at around 11 o'clock after a fight broke out at that hookah lounge, and the shooting actually happened shortly after in the parking lot outside. And it was a massive crime scene for investigators to tackle throughout the morning and last night. And I want to get you to some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of what that scene looked like. This is around 2:30 in the morning. The entire Fox Valley Plaza parking lot was blocked off as they investigated. You can see evidence markers with bullet casings out there on the parking lot, a number of cars that had their windows shot out, and they started in the parking lot and then worked their way inside that hookah lounge. We're right now, what we know so far, one person dead, four others shot, one of them in critical condition. Right now, I'm still working with the investigators to find out the name of the man who died, who may be responsible for the shooting, and if they have anybody in custody. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Another story we've been following in the overnight hours. Police are investigating an early morning fire at the Oak Park West townhomes. Officers say flames broke out around 1 a.m. at that complex on Sharp Drive. They say the flames caused heavy damage to several units. We're working to learn how many people were forced out of their homes. No one was hurt. Investigators say they are looking into the cause of the fire. They don't think it's arson, but they are looking at every factor. Happening today, former President Donald Trump is set to arrive in New York City ahead of his arraignment on criminal charges. Trump's expected to fly in from his Florida estate today and spend the night at his home in Trump Tower. He said he'll then surrender voluntarily tomorrow morning for his first court appearance. Sources tell NBC News he faces more than 30 counts linked to business fraud. We don't know exactly what they are, but the grand jury's indictment will be unsealed tomorrow, and we'll find out. We do know the charges stem from an alleged hush money payment in 2016 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump plans to speak after his arraignment. Security is ramping up at the courtroom where former President Trump is expected to appear, and police, they're putting up barricades. Road closures are expected there. While Trump has called for protests, it is unclear if people will show up. The former president's advisors say if the case goes to trial, they're concerned whether it will be fair. His lawyers have not asked for a change of venue yet and are waiting to see the charges before they make any decision.
Well, this evening, Durham City Council will meet for the first time since one of its members was accused of corruption. Members could vote to take action against Monique Halsey-Hyman. WREL's Laura Levine has been keeping up with this developing story.
Many people will be watching to see what will come from today's meeting here inside City Hall. According to a resolution, some Durham City Council members are calling for a censure for Monique Halsey-Hyman, saying that her actions do not meet the standards expected of council members. It was just 2 weeks ago when we witnessed that very tense meeting, the city attorney revealing an investigation is already underway into Halsey-Hyman. She's accused of offering a developer support for a project in exchange for a campaign donation.
donation. And also separately, she's accused of also using a city staffer for campaign work. Those accusations led to an outburst between members of city council. Councilman Leonardo Williams shared this statement last night on the matter. He says, given all the recent events surrounding city council, I'm sure a lot of you may find it hard to have faith in the council. I'm frustrated, saddened, and disappointed too. He goes on to say, in all of the darkness, I see hope for better times ahead. Calling on council members to heal and rekindle their passions to serve the community and also to move forward. That meeting tonight will take place at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in downtown Durham.
Votes could begin this week on a $30 billion plan to spend your tax dollars. The North Carolina House is working on passing its budget plan. A lot of that money will go towards raises for teachers and state employees, particularly in hard-to-fill jobs where lower salaries are causing vacancy rates up to about 20%. There are also a lot of new rules in the budget House Republicans proposed, some of which are controversial. You can find a full breakdown of the budget plan and what's inside on nccapital.com. Raleigh City crews worked through the night to clear out a tree that was blocking a busy road. Take a look. A large tree fell on parked cars on South Boylan Avenue near Cabarrus Street. It's about three blocks from Dix Park. This is video from WRL's Eric Miller. Our crews checked out the scene just before 4 a.m., and they say the tree has been removed and the road is back open.
Places across the triangle are rolling back COVID mask restrictions today. Durham's County Health and Human Services say masks will be optional in its common areas. This includes hallways, elevators, and restrooms. But you will still need to be required to wear a mask within the county's Department of Public Health clinics and registration. Cleanup is underway this morning at Dix Park after a jam-packed weekend dedicated to hip-hop and R&B. Fayetteville rapper J. Cole and popular rapper Drake closed out the two-day Dreamville Festival held at Dix Park. Drake brought out some iconic artists during his set, including 21 Savage, Lil Wayne, and rappers Lil Uzi Vert and Glorilla. Drake and 21 Savage actually recently released a joint album. Tens of thousands came out to hear from other big names, including singers Usher, Ari Lennox, and Summer Walker. We spoke with the festival's design director about the art at that event.
We also created several different environmental bars, right? Pieces that are both functional and photo ops, you know, aesthetic pieces that merge and sort of form to create the vibe.
Raleigh police say there were no arrests on the second day, but officers did respond to various medical calls.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, some very sad news coming out of Northampton County Sheriff's Office this morning. They just announced that one of their deputies has passed away. They put this Facebook post on their Facebook page. This is a picture of the deputy who just passed. They wrote, "With heavy hearts and great sadness, we announced the sudden passing of Deputy Tony Gleb Ebrin. He passed away on Friday, March 31st, due to an illness. He joined our agency back in 2020. He did a great job while on the patrol division and also as an SRO at the school. He was a great asset to our agency and made a positive difference in the community. He was 51 years old.
Today, family and friends will gather to remember a former North Carolina senator. Details on the memorial service for Senator David Hoyle just ahead.
Also, the CMT Music Awards honoring the best in country music. Find out if your favorite country artists earn trophies coming up.
And it may be a good idea to keep your raincoat handy as we take a live look at Lake Gaston right now. Can't tell from this shot because it's just beautiful from our WRL Live Cam network. But Peter Shearwood will join us coming up next with a look at the forecast that includes that rain. That's next.
Welcome back at 8:43 this morning. You're looking live at Apex. And just some clouds in the sky. It's really a harbinger because we've got some rain showers coming our way. Let's go ahead and get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood, tracking how our day is going to shape up. Peter.
Yeah, those clouds are building in for this morning, Ken. Earlier, we were seeing a ton of sunshine. Now those clouds are rolling in and will continue to increase for this afternoon. It's also going to be a warm one, highs in the 70s, and showers will be likely as we head into this evening. I want to take you through Futurecast because this is going to be important, especially if you do plan on having something to get done for this evening outside. The clouds are building in, and once we head into 3 o'clock, showers will be possible to the west. Rain chances will grow as we head into the 5 and 6 o'clock hour. So walking the dog for this evening, it's going to be a little soggy out there. Likely to see spotty showers tonight with gradual clearing leading into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning out the door, we should see all the rain off towards the east. We have a ridge that will be building in for this week. That will allow us to see very warm temperatures above normal for this time of the year. This is what I'm talking about. We should be at 69 degrees in the afternoons, and today we're at 73 degrees, 81 on Tuesday, and 86 degrees on Wednesday. Come Easter Sunday, we're expecting partly cloudy conditions with a high of 68 degrees. As of now, things are looking pleasant, but keep checking back to the forecast as we head closer and closer to Sunday. I want to show you here what we can expect for the month of April. On average, we should typically see temperatures to start the month of April in the upper 60s, and we should typically finish the month of April with temperatures in the upper 70s. So we are going to get our normals to warm up for this month significantly, but as you can see from our forecast here, that we are going to see those numbers well above normal for this time of the year in the 80s for this week. Looking live at Lewisburg in Franklin County, we are seeing some of the sunshine out there. Those clouds are building in. Fayetteville, it's 47 degrees, 48 degrees in Durham, and 49 degrees in Goldsboro. I know it's spring break week. Temperatures in the 50s by 10 o'clock. You want to head out to one of those trails to ride your bike, or you're heading out to the park. We expect temperatures in the mid-60s heading to the 70s today. 73 will be the afternoon high before rain arrives this evening. We are going to turn unsettled leading into the end of the week with the next front moving through on Thursday. Rain chances staying with us on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Notice those temperatures are back into the 60s as well as the 50s.
Well, Peter, thanks. Well, today we'll learn more about the man shot and killed by Raleigh police outside Ligon Magnet Middle School. Officers are expected to release their 5-day report. WREL's Nyah Harden walks us through what that report could reveal about last week's encounter that sent that school into lockdown.
Well, this 5-day report will provide a timeline of what happened moments before that man was shot and killed by police. And we could also learn about the shooter, more about him, what his name even is. Raleigh police already telling us that this man had fired several shots at them as well as others just last Monday morning. This was near Ligon Magnet Middle and Rock Quarry Road. The shots hitting cars as well as two police vehicles. In all, police say the gunman fired 5 shots. Thankfully, no one else was injured. Now, once we get that report, we'll make sure to keep you updated on WREL News and the WREL News app. Nyah Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
The body of Stephen Smith has been exhumed. He was the boy who was found dead along a rural South Carolina road in 2015. He was a former classmate of Buster Murdoch, the surviving son of recently convicted killer Alec Murdoch. Attorneys for the family said Smith's body was exhumed Friday and a second autopsy was completed this weekend. Smith's death was originally ruled a hit-and-run accident, but the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division recently announced the death is being investigated as a homicide. Police say a driver who fell asleep at the wheel caused a 2-car crash in Johnston County. Authorities say the driver of a Dodge Charger fell asleep and slammed into the guardrail on I-40. And moments later, another car swerved to avoid that crash and ended up in the median. The driver of the Dodge is charged with failure to maintain lane control.
Members of the Franklinton community are remembering the life of a 19-year-old murdered back in January. Nearly 100 people gathered at a church over the weekend to honor Hamilton Woods. He was shot on Carrigan Lane in Youngsville. We spoke with the senior pastor at Missioners Grove Baptist Church about this vigil.
This was very important to the family, to the community, to see the number of people that was out here, to have the support for the family, and also to make sure that the justice take place, is served for this family.
Two teens are charged in Woods' murder, Gavin Miller and Dylan Piper. Both suspects are due back in court next month.
A funeral is planned today for former North Carolina Senator David Hoyle. Hoyle died on March 29th. He served 9 terms in the North Carolina Senate and also served as Secretary of the NC Department of Revenue. His funeral will be held in Gaston County. Governor Roy Cooper ordered all flags at state facilities to half-staff in his honor. Another train derailment, this one in Montana. It happened in the western part of that state Sunday. No word on whether the train was carrying anything, but Montana Rail Link says there's no threat to the public, no hazmat team had to be called, and no injuries were reported. The railroad is investigating the cause of the derailment.
North Carolina is one of several states suing to stop JetBlue and Spirit Airlines from merging. State Attorney General Josh Stein signed a lawsuit joining the Justice Department's effort to intervene. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland filed a civil antitrust suit last month, saying the merger would lead to higher fares and fewer available seats.
Hundreds of people gathered at Duke University to bring awareness to hunger. 49th annual Durham Crop Hunger Walk raised more than $117,000 this year to feed people. A family-friendly walk links the Durham community with others all around the world who walk long distances daily for food and water.
It's an organized effort to pull together people in support of that cause of trying to end hunger. We have so much, we waste so much. I don't think we even have a clue as to what real hunger is.
Through the years, this event has raised over $5 million. It provides food and other resources for families across the globe, and that includes Durham. 25% of the funds stay in Durham to help local agencies like Meals on Wheels.
Well, the 2023 CMT Music Awards, of course, it's voted on by music fans, held the ceremony last night. Ashley Dvorkin gives us a recap of the winners, the performances, and the biggest moments.
Tonight's broadcast is dedicated to the ever-growing list of families, friends, survivors, witnesses, and responders whose lives continue to forever be changed by gun violence.
CMT Awards host Kelsey Ballerini opened the show with a tribute honoring the victims of last week's Nashville school shooting.
I pray deeply that the closeness and the community that we feel through the next few hours of music can soon turn into action, like real action.
Blake Shelton then gave the opening performance of the night. The show was held in Austin, Texas for the first time. Kane Brown joined Ballerini to co-host. Both were part of the performance lineup, which included many collaborations. Wynonna Judd and Ashley McBride, Gwen Stefani and Carly Pierce, The Black Crows and Darius Rucker. Alanis Morissette joined a celebration for the 10th anniversary of CMT's next Women of Country. Gary Clark Jr. performed a tribute to late blues legend Stevie Ray Vaughan. Billy Gibbons, Cody Johnson, Paul Rogers, Slash, Leanne Rimes, and Wynonna Judd were part of an all-star performance for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Let's go, girls.
Shania Twain received the Equal Play Award. The fan-voted show awarded Lainey Wilson with Female Video of the Year for Heart Like a Truck. Jelly Roll took Male Video of the Year for Son of a Sinner.
Hey, thank you to the fans that voted.
Video of the Year went to host Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin Brown for Thank God.
What a night to celebrate country music. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. Well, WWE may be about to get a new owner. Endeavor Group, the parent company of UFC, is in advanced talks to buy WWE from Vince McMahon. People familiar with the matter say the deal could be announced as soon as today. The companies would merge into a new publicly traded company as part of the agreement.
And Ken, WWE's biggest show of the year, WrestleMania, was this weekend. Snoop Dogg got in on the action. Watch this. He takes out the show host, The Miz, and then Snoop Dogg pays tribute to The Rock by dropping the people's elbow. Look at him. He's calling his shot right here. Snoop's going to get the pin. Yeah, it is worth the wait. He goes one side to the next, and then here it comes. Boom! Snoop got the pin, walked away from WrestleMania with a win.
It's only Snoop Dogg can do it, right? As we head to break, take a look at your screen. We've got your winning lottery numbers, and of course, we'll get another check of weather and traffic after the break.